Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, lots of hammers. You may have heard NPR's Morning Edition running their Unsung Museum special this summer. Well, it turns out Alaska has its fair share of them, including the Hammer Museum in Haines. It's a place where hammers are revered and boasts stories both heartfelt and weird. The museum has been open for more than a dozen years, providing a public display not to be matched. KHNS's Jillian Rogers visited the unique gallery and has this story.
You know, it easily could have been saws.
That's Hammer Museum founder, Dave Paul.
In fact, we won't even go there because I've got a big saw thing going on, too.
He says he didn't have a clue that a tourist attraction would be the end game of his hammer collection, which he started decades ago. The museum features 2,000 hammers on display, and that's not even all of them.
But, you know, I think the combination of the variety, the collectability, you know, I had about a hammers for my own use before I even had any thought of collecting. And then the history really was what wrapped it all up. And there seems like there's a lot more history in a hammer. There's a lot of history in saws, too, but the hammer was man's first tool. It's the king of tools. That's what they say.
The museum nestled in a cozy spot just off Main Street and guarded by a 19-foot replica hammer opened in 2002. It became a nonprofit a couple of years later. Since then, Hammer Museum t-shirts and trinkets emblazoned with cheeky sayings like, "Nailed it," and "I got hammered at the Hammer Museum," fly off the shelves in the summer months. On a busy Wednesday, cruise ship passengers crowd into the small space and marvel at the collection.
Hi. Welcome to the Hammer Museum.
Oh, we are happy to be here.
Well, good.
And yeah, in case you missed that, MC Hammer is playing in the background. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the boat. To enhance the atmosphere on Wednesdays, the museum's busiest day of the week, they play hammer-related songs and MC Hammer. Gloria and Mark Olson are perusing the collection. They're cruise ship passengers from Battleground, Washington.
I love it.
He said, I'm going to take hundreds of pictures here.
How can there be this many different types of hammers?
Ashley Reed is the museum's director. She says people step through the door and usually their first word is wow. But there are those few.
There's definitely people that are like, oh, well, I came to look for this hammer very specifically, and we may or may not have it out on display. But that doesn't mean that it's not hanging around.
Most of the specimens belong to Dave Paul, but some have been donated from around the world. There are medical autopsy hammers, tiny hammers for making jewelry, giant hammers designed to avoid the dreaded finger whack, and...
Well, we do have murder hammers a bit, and this is kind of... one of these hammers that's actually kind of been documented in like the visitor's guide of like what we have. And so I'll bring you back.
She shows off the ancient Tlingit warrior pick, also known as the slave killer. It's a stone hammer, hundreds of years old, that Paul happened to unearth while digging the building's basement years ago. He took it as a sign that he was on the right track, and the artifact is now displayed prominently. On average, the Hammer Heaven sees about 5,000 visitors each summer. Between admission sales, it's $5 to get in, t-shirt profits, and grants, the museum makes enough to keep Reed employed for about half the year. The quirky venue pretty much markets itself, but a January spot on the quiz show Jeopardy definitely helped boost the museum and the town. In the category Offbeat Museums, the $200 clue was Haines, Alaska's Museum of This Tool features exhibits on handle making and five ways not to hit your fingers. The guy who buzzed in got it wrong. He said knife. But folks in Haines were bursting with pride after their 15 minutes of fame.
Man, so that photo of the screen that we were on Jeopardy got like 22,000 hits. It got shared and reposted. And so there was definite interest for sure. It was pretty fun.
Haines has the only museum dedicated to hammers in the United States. A quick Google search reveals that there are other exhibits around the nation that offer displays of tools, but nothing touches the Hammer Museum here.
You can't touch this.
For AK, I'm Jillian Rogers.
You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard.